Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Malicia, and I'd like to welcome you to my show today. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio.website. Where you can access all the Bible studies on demand by clicking on the menu and going to my videos are going to my podcast. You also can download the podcast from my website, or you can download the podcast from Blog Talk Radio at Christian Talk Radio. It is so very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God to show yourself approved, not unto man, but unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed. I said a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the word of truth. So we know that the word of truth can be wrongly divided. I said we know that the word of truth can be wrongly divided. And as I said yesterday evening, well, we need to become a praying nation, a praying nation. You know, I had put out there on my Facebook page on Twitch Talk Radio. I no longer have that Facebook page because as of last night, I deleted all of my social media accounts. So I no longer have that, but if you were following me on Facebook, then you can still follow me on my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Or you can follow me here on Blog Talk Radio. Like as I was saying, because see, social media has become such a diversion to the truth of the Word of God, because you got false prophets, you got false teachers out there that are proclaiming to be speaking the word of God. But the Bible says in the last days is what's going to happen. And then you got folk out there that just don't want to listen to the truth of the word of God. And that's okay. It's your choice. I think it's your choice. But when you have people that say don't pray, I don't care if you do want gun control and you're for gun control. I don't care what you're for, but you don't ever in your life say don't pray. And so you've got news media out there now that tells people not to pray. And that is so sad, my brothers and my sisters. That's a sad state of being. I don't care if you're a Republican or you are a Democrat. I don't care what type of nationality you are. When you tell people not to pray, then that right there tells me that you have no respect for the thought of God. So you have to be careful what you say, what comes out of your mouth. Because everything that comes out of your mouth, the Bible says that thought of God hears it. I said the Bible says everything that comes out your mouth, Father God hears it. So when you sit up and tell people not to pray, I don't care if you are a news organization, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat. I don't care what nationality you are, what religion you are. When you tell people not to pray, that is a hindrance. Not only a hindrance to yourself, but that's a hindrance to Father God, because what it does is it puts a
a shield up there to put something up there that stops Father God from hearing what you're saying by what comes out of your mouth. Now, the Bible says, and I've been talking about this, and I put it on my one of my pages, the Bible says that in the Word of God, he says that my people refuse to pray, even though I was listening and I could help them. They refuse to pray. It's not that Father God is not listening. Because the Bible says the Father God stays awake 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He never sleeps and he never slumbers. But the Bible says that the people refuse to pray, even though, it says it in the Bible, even though help them, they refuse to pray. The nation refused to pray. So, if you can't sit there and say, well, God ain't doing this. Yeah, he's waiting on you to pray. See, the Bible says to pray and make your supplication known unto God. That's what the Bible says, to pray and make your supplications known unto God. Okay. But see, what you want to do is not pray, and then say, should nobody pray? But I beg to differ. You should be praying morning, noon, and night. You should always be praying. I said, you should all ways be praying. Okay. Because, you know, when you never, the Bible says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know why you can't come to the knowledge of the truth, as in 2 Timothy 3 and 7 says? Because you don't pray. You're refusing to pray. I didn't get mad when other folks pray. I said, you ain't praying. Then you get mad when other folks pray. Then you make a statement that folks shouldn't pray. That's why I don't fool with social media no more. I feel a big hand has been lifted when I close up my social media account. But you know what? Sometimes what people say on social media should never come out of their mouth. So you got a lot of folks out there that's talking, but not saying nothing. And then when they say something, they say the wrong thing. Tell folks not to pray. Why in the world would you tell somebody not to pray? Father God is always listening. He says it in his word. But he also says in his word, you must become a praying nation. That's what he says in his word. See, we don't want to become that, but we want to say the Father God ain't listening. Yet he's listening. He's waiting on us to pray. I said he's listening. He's waiting on us to pray. The Lord said, I was ready for them to find me, but they didn't even try. The Lord said, I was ready to answer my people's prayers, but they did not pray. And then you want to sit up here, organization, and make a statement about people praying when Father God has already told you in his word that he's waiting on you to pray. But you're going to tell people not to pray? You need to be praying morning, noon, and night. You need to get up praying in the morning before you go to work. You need to pray during your lunchtime. You need to pray at night before you go to bed. And you can listen to news organizations if you want to. And these are men that are working for the news organization and making these statements. You can listen to men or you can trust God. Now, that's a choice you have to make. Because the Bible tells me in Isaiah 65 and 1, write it down. Okay, that's one thing I don't do over here on Christian Talk Radio. I don't mix words and I don't tell you that something is not the truth. Because when I tell you what the Bible says, I'm telling you what the word of God is saying. And I'm telling you what man is saying. See? The Bible says it's better to trust in Father God than to trust in man anyway. So I'm not telling you what man is saying was coming out of their mouth. Because the statement that was made the other day about not praying is foolishness. The Bible says only a fool would say that there is no God. Isaiah 65:1. The Lord said, I was ready to answer my people's prayers, but they did not pray. I was ready for them to find me, but they did not even try. Okay. So, my question is this. How are you going to blame Father God for something? How are you going to blame him for something when he's telling you that you need to pray? See, it's not that he's asleep. It's not that he is, don't see what's going on. He's waiting on us to do something. He's waiting on us to pray. Isaiah 65:1 says, the Lord said, I was ready to answer my people's prayer, but they did not pray. I was ready for them to find me, but they did not even try. The nation did not pray to me, even though I was always ready to answer. Here I am, he says. I will help you. So don't come up here talking about Father God, what did he do, and how come while we pray and we shouldn't pray, and Father God ain't listening. Yes, he is. He's still there. He never sleeps, nor does he slumber. See, he says in his word, here I am, I will help you. The nation did not pray to me, even though I was always ready to, I will help you. Then he goes on to say in Isaiah 65:2, I have always been ready to welcome my people. He says, see, that's what the problem is folks don't listen. See, the Bible always says, for those who hear the word of God. Bless those who hear. See, problem is folk ain't listening these days. I say the problem is folk ain't listening. The Bible says for those who want to hear, let them hear. So if you refuse to listen, then you refuse to listen. See, the Bible says in Isaiah 65:2, I have always been ready to welcome my people who stubbornly do what is wrong and go their own way. The Bible says, I have always, in Isaiah 65:2, I have always been ready to welcome my people who stubbornly do what is wrong and go their own way. They shamelessly keep on making me angry. They offer pagan sacrifices at sacred gardens and burn incense on pagan altars. At night, they go to caves and tombs to consult the spirits of the dead. They eat pork and drink broth made from meat offered in pagan sacrifices. And then they say to others, keep away from us. We are too holy for you to touch. The Bible says, I cannot stand people like that. I'm telling you this from the Good News Translation. The Bible says, I cannot stand people like that. My anger against them is like a fire that never goes out. And then you have some teachers, false prophets and false preachers, because the Bible says in the last days we're going to have false prophets and false teachers. And so everybody out there that's calling themselves a prophet, God ain't called, because it says in his word that he ain't called them, and they say they know him, but he does not know them. So when your listening ears listen to false prophets, that they hadn't been called by Father God, because they're not telling you the gospel, the truth of the word of God. They're telling you what you want to hear. That's a false prophet. And you got folk out here on social media talking about their prophet, and ain't nobody called them. Somebody might have called them, but it wasn't Father God. Because Father God knows who he calls. See? So you might confuse folk out on social media all day long talking about you a prophet. Father God ain't called you. See, and the Bible said test the spirits by the spirits. If you're out there and you ain't never saying nothing about the gospel of Jesus Christ, you ain't never saying nothing about folks saying repentance, and all you're talking about is what you think they want to hear, well, you ain't a prophet of God. Because a prophet of God is going to tell you, a person, what they want to, not what they want to hear, but they're going to tell you what thus says the Lord, whether you like it or not. That's why I got myself off of social media, because I think social media is for folks that really don't want to listen to nobody, for real. They out there, and they just want somebody to like what they're doing, like, and I'm not a phony, fake person. I don't care if you like me or not. I said, I don't care if you like me or not. That's why I took myself off of social media. So you can only listen to Christian Talk Radio on www.christiantalkradio.website or here on Blog Talk Radio, because I will not be back on media. See, because I don't care. I'm not out here looking for you to like me. Okay. I'm not out here looking for no likes, my brothers and my sisters. I'm out here to get the word of Jesus Christ, the truth of the word, the gospel, out to you. Say, y'all stuck on likes. Lord, have mercy. I said, Lord, have mercy. The Bible says I cannot stand people like that. My anger against them is like a fire, never goes out. I have already, the Bible says, decided on their punishment, and their sentence is written down. So you're not fooling Father God, my fake prophets and fake teachers and preachers of the word of God. Father God knows who he calls. That's why in 2 Timothy he says in the last days you will have false teachers and false prophets that want to tell people what they want to hear. See, that's what he says. He says in his words that in the last days you will have false prophets, false teachers, fake and phony, that tell folks what their itching ears want to hear. And then when somebody like me comes with the truth of the word of God, you don't want to listen. But it don't matter to me, because, see, I'm not working for you. See, I'm working for the Lord. I'm working for Father God. I'm telling you the gospel, whether you like it or not. So I'm going to continue to teach the gospel, the truth of the word of God. The Bible says, I have already decided on their punishment, and their sentence is written down. I will not overlook what they have done, but will repay them for their sins and the sins of their ancestors. They have burned incense at pagan hill shrines and spoken evil of me. So I will punish them as their past deeds deserve. The Lord says, no one destroys good grapes. Instead, they make wine with them. Neither will I destroy all my people. I will save those who serve me. The Lord says, no one destroys good grapes. Instead, they make wine with them. Neither will I destroy all my people. I will save those who serve me. I will bless the Israelites who belong to the tribe of Judah, and their descendants will possess my land of mountains. My chosen people who serve me will live there.
They will worship me and will lead their sheep and cattle to pasture in the plain of Sharon in the west and the Trouble Valley in the east. But it will be different for you that forsake me, who ignore Zion, my sacred hill, and worship God, Dad, and many, the little g God of luck and faith. You did not listen, the Bible says, and answer when I called you, or listen when I spoke. You chose to disobey me and do evil. And so I tell you that those who worship and obey me will have plenty to eat and drink. But you that do not worship and obey, Father God, you will be hungry and thirsty. They will be happy, but you will be disgraced. They will sing for joy, but you will cry with a broken heart. My chosen people will use your name as a curse. I, the Sovereign Lord, will put you to death, but I will give a new name to those who obey me. Anyone in the land who asks for a blessing will ask to be blessed by the faithful God. Whoever takes an oath will swear by the name of the faithful God. The troubles of the past will be gone and forgotten. If this Bible study has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Share it with others. It's all about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's all about getting the word of God out to the masses. That's what it's about, my brother. It's not about me. I said it's not about Malaysia. It's about getting the word out to the masses. Truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. As I said, you can follow me on www.christiantalkradio.website, or you can download these Bible studies on Blog Talk Radio at Christian Talk Radio Live. Also, you can catch me on my YouTube channel, Christian Talk Radio /YouTube, which you can access through my website also. I'm in the process of updating information every day on my website. You all have a blessed and wonderful evening. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same station. You be blessed.